The British newspaper, The Daily Telegraph, reports today that computer hackers have demonstrated that they can penetrate that country's paging system, its beepers. That means that someone with relatively inexpensive equipment, be it a criminal or a government investigator, might be able to read the messages that you receive on your pager. The hackers in England showed The Telegraph's reporters messages received by a top political aide they had tracked down. Robert Ulick is The Daily Telegraph's technology correspondent.
It seems to be the first time that hackers have penetrated the pager network. Now, pagers aren't that high technology, but they just haven't really devoted their attentions to it. Scotland Yard turned around and said, we've not heard of this before, and we really can't investigate or bring any proceedings until somebody complains to us about it. We've not had a single complaint yet.
What does it mean for hackers to penetrate the pager system?
Well, the great beauty of the pager system, as far as hackers are concerned, is that unlike the cell phone system where you have to be near the phone that's actually receiving the call, pager messages are sent right across the whole country at the same time because they don't know, the pager networks don't know where the pager is, so they have to broadcast it right across Britain at the same time. So if you're located up in Glasgow, for example, you can pick off every message that's being broadcast right across the country. The other advantage of it is also that you can connect up the radio scanner, which pulls down the pager messages, and then there's a little decoder of device called a POCSAG decoder. And then you connect the radio scanner via this decoder to your computer, and you can just leave it running, and every message that is broadcast across the pager networks runs into your computer. It just comes up on the screen one after the other. And, of course, most of them are very tedious. It's, you know, I'm on my way home.
Now, hackers who do this sort of thing will typically tell you that either they do it for fun or to show you that it can be done and, therefore, that there's a problem here. But with the people who are doing this, are you confident that they weren't, in fact, doing it for purposes of either political or economic industrial espionage?
Oh, the hackers that I've seen do it were doing it purely to highlight the inadequacies of the system. I really don't think they had any political or commercial interests. I don't know about other hackers. We don't know how many other hackers are out there. But the Department of Trade and Industry over here, which oversees the legislation governing these kind of activities, has said that an investigation will be launched through the industry. So they're taking it very seriously.
One of the messages that these hackers showed you, I gather, was to an aide to the leader of the Labour Party, Tony Blair, mentioning one Mrs. T.
This seemed to be linked very strongly to Mrs. Thatcher. It came from somebody who works within Mrs. Thatcher's private staff.
This is Baroness Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher, the former Prime Minister of the opposite party.
Yeah, that's right. And just a couple of days before this message was sent, there have been reports in the newspapers that Mrs. Thatcher thought that Tony Blair, the leader of the opposition, was a bit creepy. And it seems that she was trying to make contact to redress this point because a couple of days later, press reports came out saying that Mrs. Thatcher was quite impressed with Mr. Blair and the ways in which he was modernizing the Labour Party.
Well, this story should cause a great many people to be more discreet with their pagers, I would think.
Yes, I mean, I hope so. I mean, interestingly, the pager networks have turned around and taken an attitude of almost, I told you so. They've turned around and said, well, we've been saying for a long time that nobody should ever send confidential messages or have security-sensitive conversations on pagers, on cell phones, on any type of mobile communications device, which, of course, doesn't really engender much confidence in the systems. But they could do things to make the system more secure. And, you know, we hope that this might lead to it.
Well, Robert Ulick, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Robert Ulick is technology correspondent of The Daily Telegraph. He spoke to us from London.